the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
We definitely have some concerns.
Every 3 months, 6 months, something new comes along, and it's going to be like that for a while, I guess.
As holiday flyers flood the airports, a new COVID travel ban is just hours away.
Plus, if you drove to your Thanksgiving destination, then you noticed gas prices are still at record highs, but relief may be on the horizon for Bay Area drivers.
And get used to this view, the hazy outlook for the Bay Area's air quality this week. Good evening, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliet Goodrich. We have a live look at SFO for you, where travelers are coming back from their holiday destinations. And as KPIX5's Sean Chitness reports, with a new COVID-19 travel ban just hours away, a trip through the airport does come with some extra baggage tonight.
Travelers tell us that this new variant was on their minds as they were coming in and out of SFO today, but it's still too early for them to make any changes to their plans based on the information available. Worried about a packed airport on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, passengers made sure to arrive early. But when they got to the terminal, they quickly realized they didn't need all that extra time.
We're here probably 6 hours before our flight is due to go.
Way too early.
Way too early. Yeah, just trying to avoid the traffic on the way in, although we didn't really encounter any.
More than a year into the pandemic, some waited until this weekend to try traveling with ongoing challenges related to COVID-19.
This is the first time we have been on an airplane since 2019. And there was we definitely had some concerns.
Those arriving from abroad into San Francisco say they didn't find airports to be too crowded and remain confident and how current restrictions try to keep everyone safe.
People wear masks, and I think all measures are taken, so I think it's more or less fine.
As a new COVID-19 variant will bring travel restrictions this week, the old approach remains for people who have traveled before during the pandemic.
I try to stay away from people in the airport. You know, if there's everyone lined up at the gate sitting, I just choose not to get in other people's business.
So far, Omicron reminds travelers of what they've already gone through with other variants this year.
I think it's kind of the same as Delta variant.
Every 3 months, 6 months, something new comes along, and it's going to be like that for a while, I guess.
And living with COVID while taking the necessary precautions is worth it for these travelers, especially during the holidays.
We had an amazing time in the U.S., and we connected with family, which we haven't seen for 2 years. So that's important.
Airport staff tell us that they have yet to make any changes to their COVID-19 policies because of the new variant, and that they do not have any direct flights coming into San Francisco from the region that is going to be affected by the latest travel ban. Reporting at SFO, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
The new travel ban also applies to South Africa and its seven closest neighbors. The state public health director says California is working with the CDC to monitor the new variant, which has not been detected here yet, and doubling down on its vaccination and booster shot efforts in the meantime.
Tonight, plenty of holiday travelers are also returning by car. As we look live at the Bay Area bridges, one thing they were not thankful for, the cost of filling up the tank. KPIX 5's Don Lynn on the new state record set this holiday weekend and when relief might be on the way.
Everything is more expensive nowadays. Housing, food, transportation, you name it. AAA reports the average price of regular unleaded gas in California set a new record yesterday, and that price is holding steady today at $4.71 a gallon. It's even higher in the Bay Area. We pay some of the highest prices in the country. AAA reports the average price in San Jose, $4.79. A penny cheaper in Oakland. Across the Bay, $4.88 in San Francisco. Same price up in wine country. And the cheapest price is in Vallejo with an average of $4.70. Overall, we're paying about $1.50 more per gallon compared to last Thanksgiving. Oil experts say the tight supply and huge demand are driving up prices. The other problem is California charges the highest gas taxes in the country, according to the American Petroleum Institute. 85 cents for every gallon. A UC Berkeley energy expert says adjusted for inflation, gasoline was much more expensive back in 2008 and 2012. He sent me this graph of prices in California for the last 15 years. $4.60 a gallon in June 2008, $4.67 October 2012. He points out $5 back then could get you a lot more than what $5 can get you today. I get it. That's not going to send you out the house to fill up the car right now. But it's about putting things in perspective. AAA says Bay Area prices will likely stay in the mid-$4 range for the remainder of this year. They believe drivers should see some big drops by early next year. In San Francisco, I'm Dahl Lin, KPIX 5.
President Biden recently announced that he would release 50 million barrels from U.S. oil reserves to help ease the pressure, but in California, we also pay the highest gas tax in the U.S., and that is not changing.
Tonight, a reward is at $32,500, and it is growing for information leading to the gunman in the fatal shooting of security guard and former Bay Area police officer Kevin Nishida. He died yesterday morning, a few days after being shot by an armed robber who had attempted to steal the camera equipment of the Cron 4 news crew he was guarding in Oakland. Nishida also worked frequently with KPIX 5 crews who remember him as an alert, tactical planner and an all-around nice person. Nishida previously had a long career in law enforcement, working as an officer in Colma, Hayward, and San Jose. Mayor Sam Liccardo tweeted today, quote, "We mourn Officer Kevin Nishida, who proudly served San Jose for a dozen years and continued to serve in retirement." Now tonight, Oakland police are still searching for the shooter's suspected getaway car. It is an early 2000s model with white Acura TL with a sunroof, and it does not have a front license plate. In the meantime, a fund has been set up at a local bank to benefit the Nishida family. We have posted all of the information on KPIX.com if you would like to contribute.
Two RVs that caught fire under a freeway overpass in West Oakland sent up a plume of black smoke. It could be seen for miles. Investigators say it started in a homeless encampment under 880 just after 9 this morning near 20th and Wood Streets. And since there were no hydrants nearby, crews had to shuttle water to the site, but nobody was hurt. One thing that did suffer, though, is air quality. More smoke in the air, just making iffy air quality even worse as we look at that time lapse of today's holiday traffic along the San Mateo Bridge.
Meteorologist Darren Peck tracking that air quality for the week ahead.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily wildfire smoke. It's not wildfire smoke. Mm-hmm. This is just classic winter inversion. It looks a lot worse than it is. But it has brought us to moderate on the air quality. And you could see it today from our camera on top of the Salesforce Tower. Look at that well-defined line. That's the winter inversion. When we get into a setup like this where it's sunny and 70 for days on end, high pressure is holding all of the air in place in order to create weather like that. And you can see the cap it creates. Anything we put into the air just sits here and recycles. So we switch over to the weather computer. Here are the readings. Yellow, moderate. Bay Area wide. So that's not bad in terms of any air quality advisories, but it is something you're going to continue to see over the next few days, and maybe go easy on yourself. And while this is not wildfire smoke, it's probably a good idea. Let's not add anything more to it. We're probably not feeling too compelled right now to have the fireplace going, but this wouldn't be a good time to do that anyway. I'll be back with the rest of the forecast coming up in terms of how long we stay sunny and 70. I'll see with that in a bit, guys. Back to you.
Darren, thank you. Well, don't be surprised if you're mail suddenly starts arriving before the sun. Carriers across the Bay Area will be starting their rounds extra early through the holidays to keep up with the heavy volume of packages and other mail. They'll start as early as 6 a.m. in some neighborhoods.
Live look, San Francisco City Hall lit up this evening to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah, and this colorful creation will be on display in Alameda this week. The Alameda Jewish Kids Club built a 7-foot structure out of more than 3,000 Lego bricks. And there it is. We're also on the lookout for more Bay Area.